Body scan practice. Begin by settling into the sensations of sitting or lying. Lying flat on your back, with the feet falling away from each other, the hands resting by your side, with the palms faced up, or sitting with the back straight, the feet flat on the floor, the hands in the lap or on your knees. Just focusing on a spot on the ceiling or 4 or 5 feet in front of you if you're sitting, or if it feels comfortable, letting the eyes fall closed. And breathing with the sensations of sitting or lying. Moving up close to the sensations of breathing. Breathing into the belly. Gentle rhythm as the air moves in and out. And reminding ourselves of the intention of this practice, to be aware of our experience without judgment and with interest. And now gathering the attention and moving it down from the belly, down the left leg, past the thigh, the knee, the shin, down to the left foot, and out to the toes of the left foot. And imagining that you can breathe into this area of the body as you breathe in, and breathe out from it as you breathe out. Imagining you can create a space around the sensations in the toes of the left foot. Simply noticing what is here to be felt in the toes of the left foot right now. Perhaps heat or cold. Sensations of contact. Tingling. Or no particular sensations at all. And breathing into this area of the body. Breathing out from it. And shifting the attention to the sole of the left foot, the arch, the heel, and the ball of the foot. Just welcoming any and all sensations that are here to be felt. Once again, breathing into this area of the body, breathing out from it, and shifting the attention up to the ankle and the top of the foot. Just focusing your attention through the whole of this part of the body. And any changes that you notice from the foot and the toes. Breathing into this area of the body, breathing out from it, and shifting the attention up to the calf and the shin. perhaps noticing the fleshiness of the calf or the boniness of the shin. However you notice this area of the body, allowing it to be as it already is. Breathing into the calf and the shin, breathing out from it, and moving the attention up to the left knee. Paying attention to this area of the body that's responsible for much of our ability to move, much of our flexibility. Just moving the attention through the bones, the fluid, the cartilage, right out to the skin. And even the space, the air around the knee. Just holding this area of the body in a gentle attention. Breathing into this area, breathing out from it. And shifting the attention up to the left thigh. Just breathing into this particularly muscular area of the body. And as we move through these different parts of the body, it wouldn't be unusual for our minds to wander off, to be drawn to other areas of our experience. Perhaps drawn to thoughts, sensations elsewhere in the body, or emotions that are noticed, or even a sense of boredom or not liking what we're doing. Aiming not to give yourself a hard time about this experience. Just gently noticing where the attention's been drawn to. Gathering it once more and placing it back on the area of the body that we're focusing on at that point. Breathing into the left thigh, breathing out from it. And now focusing across the whole of the pelvic girdle, right across from the side of the left hip to the side of the right hip. And breathing into this area of the body. And perhaps noticing any urge to pull away from paying attention to a particular part of the body. Perhaps an area where you've had previous treatments, or where there's injuries. Just taking a step back from these judgments and allowing them to be as part of the experience of paying attention. It's being gentle with your own experience and gentle with your own desires. Now breathing into the pelvic girdle, breathing out from it and moving down to the toes of the right foot. All the way down the right leg and out to the toes. And just shifting your attention along each toe, paying attention to the big toe, the toe next to it, the toe next to that, the toe next to that, and the baby toe. Perhaps noticing any sense of moisture or stickiness. Any other aspects of the toes that you can notice in this moment? breathing into the toes of the right foot, breathing out from them, and shifting the attention to the sole of the right foot. The ball, the arch, the heel. Perhaps noticing the softness, smoothness of the arch, and maybe the hardness of the heel or the ball. Breathing into this area of the body, breathing out from it, and shifting the attention up to the ankle and the top of the right foot. As we attend to this part of the body, perhaps holding back on the urge to put words to what you can feel. Getting as close as you can to the actual sensations themselves. What is there to be felt right now? Breathing into this area of the body, breathing out from it, and shifting the attention up to the calf and the shin in the lower leg. Breathing with the sensations you can notice here. Just allowing what you find to be as it already is. Now moving the attention once more as we breathe into the calf and the shin, breathe out from it, and move up to pay attention to the right knee. And again, there may be long stretches where you find that your attention has been away from the body, perhaps caught up with thinking about the practice or other things. Just allowing this to be. Noticing where your attention has moved to, making a light mental note, then gathering the attention once more and moving it back to the body and the area that we're attending to. Now breathing into the right knee, breathing out from it, and shifting the attention up to the right thigh. As we move through the body, you may be reminded of experiences from the past that you've had with your body or with that particular body part. Making room for this as part of your experience. And then gently drawing the attention back to what you can feel here and now. Breathing into the right thigh, breathing out from it, and moving up to the lower back. An area of the body where we store tension often. So perhaps particularly attending to any tightness or tension, or even looseness or letting go. Just opening to whatever is there to be felt. Perhaps even bringing a sense of kindliness to your awareness. Allowing the lower back to be as it already is. And accepting it that way. Just breathing into the lower back, breathing out from it and shifting the attention up through the middle and upper back. Including the long muscles of the upper back. Again, attending to any tension you notice here, tightness. Opening to that experience. And shifting up once more to the shoulders and neck. Another area where tension is often stored. Breathing with what you notice in this area of the body. Breathing into the neck and shoulders, breathing out from them, and shifting the attention back down to the front of the body, down to the lower abdomen and the belly. This is an area of the body where the sensations of breathing can be felt clearly. Opening to this movement. Welcoming and holding any and all sensations you pick up in this area of the body. Breathing into the belly and lower abdomen, breathing out from it and shifting the attention up to the chest and upper abdomen. Perhaps noticing as the chest lifts and expands as we breathe in, drops and falls back as we breathe out. Almost noticing the way that the breath is moving. Imagining you can feel it moving in and out, and the rhythm of this lifting and falling. And shifting the tension up to take in the front of the neck and throat. An area where sensations can often be forgotten or taken for granted. Not aiming to generate sensations in this area. Just allowing and welcoming what is here to be felt. Again, reminding ourselves of the intention to be curious. Interested in our experience, as well as bringing some compassion, gentleness, and kindliness to the way that we think about what we can feel. Also reminding ourselves that there is no particular state that we're aiming for. There is no goal that we're striving for. The aim is to allow ourselves to be as we already are. Just breathing into the neck and throat, breathing out from it, and moving up to the back of the neck, the back of the head. Moving all the way up to the top of the crown. Breathing into this area. Again, noticing heat or cold. Touch. And again, if there is no obvious sensation, registering it as a blank. Breathing into the back of the head, breathing out from it, and shifting the attention up to the top of the head, the crown, the very top of the body. Breathing into this area, breathing in out from it, and shifting the attention to the face, particularly the upper face. The forehead, the eyes. Just paying attention to what the facial expression might be doing. Maybe tension around the eyes, or a sense of relaxing or letting go. Breathing into the upper face, breathing out from it, and shifting the attention down to the lower face. Taking in the nose, the mouth, and the chin. Just acknowledging how the face is set. The expression the mouth might be making. And then expanding to take in the whole of the head, the whole of the face, including the ears, and any sensations that you can pick up as we hold the whole of the head's experience in a gentle awareness. Breathing into the head, breathing out from it, and shifting the attention down to the upper arms, the right and left arms, the bicep, the tricep, and the bones within these. Just Just asking yourself, how are my arms feeling right now? And attending to what you can pick up in response. Breathing into the upper arms, breathing out from them, and shifting the attention down to the forearms. And once more, even if for long stretches or all of this practice, it's been difficult to focus the attention, just reminding ourselves that it's normal for the mind to wander. That's what minds do. And just paying attention for this particular part of the body, rather than aiming to pay attention for the whole of the rest of the practice. Just being with this moment, how the forearms are feeling. Breathing into the forearms, breathing out from them, and focusing the attention into the hands. The palms, fingers, fingertips. Perhaps noticing how the fingers feel as they touch one another. Or is there open to the air around them? Move the attention to the back of the hands. Perhaps acknowledging the sensations of pressure against your legs or against the floor or mat. And now breathing into the hands, and as we breathe out, expanding the awareness to take in the sensations across the whole body, from the top of the crown right down to the soles of the feet. Expanding and opening to whatever is here to be felt across the whole body. And breathing with that. In a broad, open attention that takes in the body and the spaces beyond the body. And inviting you to gently turn towards any part of the body that has experienced treatment or injury. And bringing a kindly attention to this part of the body. Breathing into it gently. And if it feels right to you, opening to any sensations that are present there. And as we draw this practice to the close, just inviting you to pick up what might be a movement of your body that would help you to look after it as we finish now. And just going ahead and doing that movement, maybe a stretch or a shift in body posture that would help your body to feel cared for. And as we finish congratulating yourself for taking the time to do this practice,